Most of humanity is created on force, false empires constructed on shaky foundations, leaders placing their power in money, in status, all while they have no connection to true power. And with a flick of the finger, they fall.
Welcome to Wealth Embodied. Together, along with some amazing guests, we'll explore and tap into our innate abundance and have meaningful conversations about developing our ability to embody the vibration of wealth while also uncovering new ways to think, feel, and cultivate our relationship with money so we can live our lives wealthy and aligned. Let's welcome our host, Alara Sage.
Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of Wealth Embodied, where we activate and inspire you in your wealth consciousness, your creative genius, and your visionary impact. I'm your host, Alara Sage. And today is a transmission. A transmission is simply for you to receive, to allow my words to activate you, to transform you. One of the most common phrases I hear is, I live in my head, I'm up in my head, I'm in my mind. I too used to be in this space. I used to be so in thought that I would forget what I was doing. I would drive home and not remember the last 10 minutes. I would walk into a room and not know why I was going there. When my mind was even more ignited and activated, it would abuse me. Something would happen in my physical reality, and my mind would beat me up. Streams and streams of sentences of how horrible I was, how worthless I was. Why didn't I do this? And why didn't I do that? And I believed it. And it hurt. It really hurt. I would promise myself that I would do better next time. That I would be a better person, that I would be a good girl. I invite you to take a nice deep breath into your body right here. As I learned to be more present, as I learned to embody my power, my love, my truth, the voice of my mind distanced itself more and more until it became my own cheerleader, until almost a new mind stepped in, a mind that was loving, a mind that supported me. This was after, of course, much work. And not mindset work, embodiment work. Feeling, experiencing the self-hatred, because that's all that was. Self-hatred, self-judgment, self-criticism, self-doubt, belief that we are small, the belief that we don't matter. None of it is true. When you learn how to move from the mind into the body, when you learn how to feel safe in what you're feeling, how to create spaciousness between thought, this is where love is. This is where the love of yourself exists and lives. This is where power waits for your arrival. Most of humanity is created on force, false empires constructed on shaky foundations, leaders placing their power in money, in status, all while they have no connection to true power. And with a flick of the finger, they fall. As a visionary leader, you get to decide what kind of a leader you want to be. Do you want to lead from the voices in your head that ridicule you, that make you feel small, that abuse you? Because if they exist, they are driving your ship. They are navigating the way, whether you want to admit it or not. Because those thoughts are simply the expression of your subconscious mind. And your subconscious mind is driving your ship 95% of your day. The majority of your actions are from your subconscious mind, and you don't even realize it. When we see the leaders that are in our politics, the leaders of countries, of nations, what are they showing you? Are they showing you somebody who is self-sourced, that knows thyself, that experiences depth of love to themselves and to humanity? Or do they reflect somebody that actually believes that they are very small and therefore need to create the illusion that they are very big? What kind of a leader do you want to be? Because this question matters. Your options that I present to you on a beautiful silver platter, that when you look into it, you see everything that I speak of. This silver platter of truth, this silver platter of reflection, holds these two options. Continue to be the puppet of your mind, or embody your power. Always you have a choice. And it is not just one decision you must make. You must make that same decision over and over and over again, until you have rewired your identity. And in this context, embodied who you really are. Take a nice deep breath into your body. The new leaders, those who will lead humanity, make no mistake, they are embodied. They are self-sourcing, self-loving. They are connected to and in communion with their desires, their aliveness, their creative life force energy. Are you one of these leaders? Will you be lifted by the natural ascension of consciousness and humanity? Or will you fall? These claims might sound big, and they are. I'm not here to make anybody feel good about themselves. I'm not here to further feed you BS and illusion. I'm here to snap you into self, to awaken you to truth, help you anchor into your power. And I am here. if you so need me, as I have walked the walk of learning how to move out of my mind. I have walked the walk of learning how to love myself. I have walked the walk of being attached to money as my source of security and then losing it all. I have walked the walk of numbness, disassociation, detachment. Masks, illusion, false confidence. And through all of that, I became the one who knows myself. I became the one who is not interested in making others feel comfortable. I want them to feel their power. I want them to feel loved. I became the one that magnetizes with my presence, allures through my voice, through my energy, through my frequency. I became the leader that I was here to be. And so I invite you personally, from me to you, on this journey of becoming the leader that you are here to be, the visionary, the creator, the genius. Because if you are here listening to this audio transmission, that is exactly what you are. Much love.
Thank you for being a part of Wealth Embodied. As you experience each new day, we want you to feel that you are capable of tapping into your innate abundance and living your life wealthy and aligned. If you want to be invited to the next episode, just subscribe to our podcast. And if you need more information in the meantime, go to alarasage.com.